This is Akashvani, Itanagar, the news read by Apu Gapak. Lok Sabha has taken up the discussion on the 150th anniversary of the national song Vande Mataram. The national song was written by Bankim Chandra Chatterjee in 1875. Initiating the discussion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that the mantra of Vande Mataram gave power and inspiration to entire country and energized the freedom movement. He said, remembering the sacred Vande Mataram today is a great privilege for all members of this house and the countrymen. Modi said that 150 years of Vande Mataram is an opportunity to re-establish that great chapter and the glory. He added that the national song Vande Mataram brought the country independence in 1947. The Prime Minister said Vande Mataram is the force that drives the people to achieve the dreams of the freedom fighters envisioned. Governor K.T. Parnaik congratulated the 11 Para Special Forces team under the aegis of four corps for their historic and triumphant ascent of Mount Kangto. With this remarkable achievement, the 11 Para SF team has become the first mountaineering team to reach the summit of the highest peak in Arunachal Pradesh. Interacting with the team at Lok Bhavan, Itanagar on Sunday, the governor praise their determination and pioneering spirit. He shared that the state could now open its mountaineering routes to international climbers as part of its tourism promotion initiatives. This step, he said, will significantly boost adventure tourism, strengthen the local economy, and create new livelihood opportunities for the youth of the region. On 26th November 2025, the tricolor unfurled atop Mount Kangto for the very first time, a moment etched in the state's collective memory. In view of a bun call in Itanagar capital region called by three organizations on 9 December, Itanagar district magistrate directed the bun callers to call off the strike. In an official order under section 163 of BNSS, the district magistrate said that the violators would be viewed seriously and penal action will be taken against them as per law. The DM also directed the SPs of Itanagar and Naharlagan to ensure the office order in letter and spirit. The Ministry of Civil Aviation has informed that over 5,86,700 passengers' name records, PNRs, were cancelled and refunded between 1st and 7th December, amounting to more than 569 crore rupees in refunds. The ministry also said that 4,500 bags were delivered to customers out of a total of 9,000 bags and the remaining bags will be delivered in the next 36 hours. The government has debunked a viral email claiming that the government has asked the citizens to download e-PAN cards. The fact-check unit of the Press Information Bureau informed that the email is fake. The unit also advised the citizens to not respond to such emails, links, calls and SMS asking them to share financial and sensitive information. The government has further asked the citizens to not fall for such messages as they could be phishing attempts. Chief Minister Pema Khandu said that it is Prime Minister Narendra Modi who has transformed the way people look at the border and remote villages of the state. In a social media post, he said that no longer people call them the last villages of India. They are now recognized as the first villages of India. Adding that, he also said that the villages may lie at the frontier, but they are the gateways of our nation, our guardians of the frontier and the pride of Bharat. Giving the example of Mago village, he said that this village is a shining example of this shift, where development, dignity and national priority now reach first. The Directorate of Information and Public Relations today announced the official release of the English fiction novel Posthumous Nirvana of Tojo's Father, with the subtitle French Lady, authored by Dr. Soyum Potom. The novel has garnered attention for bringing back to life the long-forgotten history of the Second World War era, especially the monumental Hump Operation and the Stillwell Road in the China-Burma-India-CBI theater. The release ceremony was held at the Director IPR's office chamber in Naharlagan, where the book was formally unveiled by Director IPR Gijum Tali and Deputy Director IPR Denga Bengia in the presence of DIPR officials and media representatives. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.